Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless. And how's everyone this evening? This is your host, Evangelist Carolyn Lee Williams, McCullough Gilchrist, Bell Crouch. We're praying for everyone and we're talking to everyone tonight. We want you guys to know that the Lord is good and that his mercy is everlasting to everlasting. We want you to know that we're getting ready for Christmas and people are committing suicide. People are coming up missing. People are going into your homes. People are stealing and robbing and things of that nature. We're praying for Moore County. Moore County has been shut down. And they're saying all in the name of drags. So you drag queens out there who want to make a scene, who want to be popular, who to be seen, let's go back to Moore County and help them out. If they ever needed your help, they sure do need it now. If they ever needed you to be selfless, it is now. There's been so many things to happen. Sometimes when someone tells you you're not accepting, they don't go around, take them for granted. Do what you need to do, okay? My soul doth magnify the Lord. And as I stated this morning, read Leviticus 22, verses 25 through 29. You have to know that this is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And I'm going to continue to say that because there's no one on here that can stop me. You have got to tell yourself there are certain things I can and cannot do. And that's one of the things. You've got to get it right with God and do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how. You got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's not what you say, but it's somehow you say it. And I'm telling you, stop it right now. Get right with God. Get this thing. Everyone, there's a black lady, a white lady getting ready to go to court now because she doesn't want to serve homosexual couple. She should have that right. And then they try to throw in, well, they might not want to do black lives. Well, honey, y'all don't do nothing for us no way. So that's nothing new to us. We're used to the no's and the nine. Then turn around and you do it for someone else. So at the end of the day, we're praying to God that it will get there somehow, some way. Because this is crazy, the thing that we're going through, the thing that we're going to, the thing that you're saying about us and the thing that you're saying. We don't need this. We need you to stop it. Please stop. It's totally, it's irrelevant. You know, I thank God I celebrated 64 years yesterday, and I'm so thankful, and I thank the Lord not only for what he's doing but what he's done. I thank the Lord that my god sister lost her nephew on December the 3rd, 22, of terminal stage 4 cancer, but yet I'm still here. And I don't take that for granted. And I want you to know that God loves you, every heterosexual, every homosexual, every transvestite, every transgender, whatever, every secular, he loves you. He never stopped loving you. He will not stop loving you. Believe that. The Lord back. Be grateful and have an attitude of gratitude of who you are and whose you are. And thank the Lord Jesus for the simple things in life. Thank him that what? I'm thanking him because what? Because I am who I am. I'm thanking him for creating me in his image. And I love it sometimes until you've had a period, until you've had menstrual cramps, until you've had a baby, until you had hot flashes and night sweats, until you are depressed just for no reason being a female. You know, you get to be born this. But when you create yourself, my God, my God. And I say again, woe to the man or woman that wants to change his sexuality. This is not of the Lord. This is something, yes, God gave you a choice. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. And you got to choose you who you're going to serve and why and when and where. You've got little babies. You got children that are so confused. I think about Brother Dwayne Wade, and I'm like, you did this for popularity or you did this for the money? Had your child to change his sexuality? Not saying, hey, he could be a famous boss. He could be a famous entrepreneur. He could be a famous ball player, or he could just be a regular man. And when he got 18, let him decide. But at 12 years, oh, I don't think so. And so many of your colleagues and your friends, they knew this, and some of them even spoke to you. But you still did this. I feel like you did it to get back at your ex-wife. Hallelujah, Lord. No, this has got to stop, and it's got to stop now. This is crazy, the thing that we're saying and the thing that we're doing. It's not correct. It's just not right. We got to get this thing right. And we got to get it right now. You know, the things that you say and do, our words do have power. Their tongue is but a little member, but it can defile some stuff. My God, you can destroy someone with your tongue. They're mortal, but they're already dead inside because you have killed them with your mouth, with the words. Those words have power. And you got to know, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not about you, but it's up, and it is sometimes. It's about how people see you, but your ignorance because of what you say and because of what you do and how you do it. You know, get it right the first, so you don't have to continuously do it over and over again. And mothers, take care of babies. Don't use them as a pawn for the baby daddy or your ex-lover or this, that, and the other. If he doesn't want you, don't want to be with him. Want more for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Take care of the most precious life, which is your child. I admire any woman that is not asking him for child support. I really do, because you know what? You're a bad woman. And I believe that the Lord is going to bless you even the more because you're independent, saying, I love you, I thank you, but I don't need this. This is not working for me. Okay? So get it together, young men, young women, older women, older men. You know, stop bashing the baby's mother. Stop bashing the baby's dad right here at the holidays. You got to realize that child has a complex from that. That hurts that child. I am praising God that my mom never bashed my father. Father, I'm an illegitimate bastard child, but I'm a great person in the Lord Jesus. I've come from a mighty long way, and I bless and I thank God for what it is that he's doing on the inside of me that is resonating on the outside. I thank everyone that says something to me when I'm doing the blog or when I'm doing the prayers or when I'm exalting. I just want you to hear what God has for me and what he's doing for me. Because he's brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. And what he's done for me, I want him to do for you also. And he can do anything but fail. That is the God that we serve. You know, a friend of mine who's a homosexual, he keeps getting in trouble. And I'm like, why do you want someone or to be in a person's life that doesn't necessarily want you? If they've gone on, if they married, whatever, be happy for them. Look, God has for you. He's keeping you out of that deathly or that bad situation. You know, they're even trying to reverse the marriage of homosexuality. They tried last week to reverse something about same-sex marriage, and that went through. And they were trying to, you know, condemn the Democrats. Well, honey, they said it was 14 and 19 Republicans that did it too. So what are you saying? My God, God, help us. Help us to get this in, because if we ever needed you, we sure do need you now. Lord knows we do. We're getting ourselves in trouble with our tongue, and we're thinking that we're doing a good thing. We think we're doing the right thing, but we're not. We are not. I love you, and I want the best for you. I wish someone had talked to me when I was growing up. I would have been a better person today. I would have finished college, and I'd have been a counselor by now, getting ready to retire. Knowing me, I always said between 55 and 60, I was going to retire, and I did just that, praise God. And it's been a struggle, but guess what? I wouldn't take anything for my journey. I thank God I've got 7 grands and one in heaven. I thank God for the baby's mom that had these babies and didn't abort them. But I'm not here to judge you about what you do with your body, because that's between you and God. Where you lay down and where you get up, that's between you and God. I don't have a decision in reference to that. I just love the Lord, and I thank him, and I praise him for just being God. I thank him that he gave me one more chance. When I straddled the fence, I sure did. I went right over to that pond. I realized, oh, no, strictly dickly, we grown folks, so we can talk tonight. I bless the Lord for that. You know, I had a roommate. I wanted to see what it was like because she was gay and a beautiful girl. And every story that I heard, it was either they had been raped by the aunts, the uncles, or the cousin. They got molested, or they got raped just going somewhere, da-da-da-da, this, they got raped at the club, you know, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, Lord. I said, they were that weak that they chose that particular reason to do that? Are you serious right now? I'm like, this ain't cool, God. And I was raped, molested, sexually assaulted as a child. But I went on by a young girl. But guess what I did? I kept right on straight. I admire our men, especially our black men, our kings. And every time I get a chance to see them, not just black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter. I tell them, hello, King. How are you? God bless you, my King. Thank you for opening the door, King. I want to let them know that I appreciate them being a man, a heterosexual man. I'm thanking God because they are far and few, 90% of them, black and white, whatever. They're in prison for little misdemeanors, for little felonies that shouldn't have even happened. They should have been able to leave and go home. Hallelujah. And God, I thank you today because you did it again. You did not have to do it, but I'm thanking you for being here on top of Mother Earth. I thank you that I didn't awaken into hell. I thank you that I didn't awaken into judgment. I thank you that my family didn't have to go and view my body on a steel slab. But you made a way out of no way, just like you're going to do for those, God, that need heat on tonight, that need water, that need jobs, that need a way back and forth to work. God, you are going to do it because that's the God that I serve. You are awesome and amazing, and you are a wonderful God, and without you, we are nothing, God. We're nothing but dust and wind, and I thank you that you made us in our image. I thank you, oh Lord God, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. God, I ask you that you know the very hairs on my head. I thank you. I just want to say thank you, not asking you for anything, but thanking you for everything and all things, God. I just want to say that I love you and I need you, God, like I never needed you before, God. Come now, Lord. I thank those for the blankets, God. I thank those that had to see the blankets. I thank God for those that doubted me. But look at me now. I'm still here because of his grace and his mercy. And I thank you, God, because you told me when I said, God, I got a thorn in my side. You told me, Carolyn, my grace is for you. And I thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace and your love. I thank you because you were awesome and amazing and a wonderful God. I thank you, Lord, for those that are going through. Just know God will bring you up and bring you out. He'll bring you through this because he did it for me, and I know that he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Strengthen us for such a time as this. Even when we're weak, let the weak say, I'm strong. Bring us through this holiday again and again and again and again, as only you can do. Do it again. Don't let us remember our loved ones that have gone on, God, and grieve until we do it unto death. But let us live and not die and declare your works, for you are God all by yourself. Strengthen us and walk with us and talk with us and teach us your ways, God, for your ways are not our ways and our ways are not yours, God, but we appreciate and adore you. Strengthen us, God. We need you, God, in the times that we're going through, God. Don't come now, Lord, but give us another chance, another dance, and another stand, even when heterosexual sin, a fornication, and adultery, God, and even when those that are perverted enough to even fumble and mess with themselves or messing with kids, pedophiles, God, have mercy on them today, as only you can do, God. I love you, and I appreciate and adore you, God. I thank you for giving us another chance. I thank God that you woke us up in our right mind. I thank you, God, as other counties, 38,000 to 40,000 people are without electricity and won't have it until Thursday. People are not even working this week because of this, but I thank you, Lord, that it's not us. 38 degrees at night, 48 during the day. And Lord, I bless your holy name. I bless you. I bless you. And I thank you. Do it again, Lord. Strengthen us and walk with us and talk with us. Search our heart, mind, and soul, and see in the depths of our soul that we really love you, God. Even when we say there is no God, even when they say, what has God done for me? Let them know that you did it just for these. You hung high and you stretched wide so that we might have heaven more abundantly, God. My God, my God. All of our sins, yeah, my shame, were hung on the cross. And when loved ones said, well, my sister died, my brother died, my child died, my dad, your son died, that we can live again, God. And in 3 days he rose. And if it's for them to come back, God, then you allowed it to be so. And not through witchcraft or incantations or root work and, or darkness, God, or witches and warlocks. But God, you do it. I know when you raised that little girl, hallelujah, when you raised Tabitha, when you raised the widow's son, hallelujah, you did it just for me. And you're still doing miracles, signs, and wonders because that is the God that we serve. And we serve an awesome God. We serve an amazing God. We serve a wonderful God. And I want to say thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. There's none like unto you, God, for you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask, God. And all we ask for is more grace to run this race, God. And help us to know this summer we may not have a lot of new things to give, God, but we're going to give what we have, God. We may have something in the closet or stored away from summer, God, that we can give to someone who is less fortunate or someone that is fortunate, God. There are so many, God, that are going to work every day with us on their face and don't have anything to eat at the house, don't even have the gas to get back and forth to work, don't even have heat, don't even have electricity, God. Been there, done that. I remember, God, when I had to make a choice, July of 2005, God, where I had to pay the water bill or the light bill, God, and I chose to pay the light bill because I said at least we'll have electricity. My children will have cable and internet, God. My God, my God. They'll be able to see to walk through the house during the night. Hallelujah. But they won't have water. And I said, I remember a little girl, how when my grandmother's water pipe would bust so much, she'd have to keep it cut off and have to go out there and turn it on to the point where she even taught us and our sister showed us how to turn it on, God. And now we have arrived, our relatives, and we think we're better than someone. We think we're good. I'm too good for her. God, let us get this thing right. Let us get this thing together and remember from whence we came. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we adore you, and we appreciate you. We thank God because in thee, O Lord, do we put our trust that we might not sin against thee, that we will not sin against your word, your will, or your way, God. You've been too good to us, God. You brought us through some stuff, some things that we'll carry through our grave, God. And I love you for that, and I appreciate and adore you. And I pray that someone that is listening tonight, God, that they will hear me and say, I can do all things through Christ which is me. I will lift up my head unto the hills which cometh my help, and all my help cometh from the Lord. My help comes from you. You are awesome and amazing. You are a good God. You've been better to me than I have to myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, kind master, for doing it just for me. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength to be able, God, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ever thought that we could be. Giving us homes, God. You've given us 2 and 3 and 10 homes, God. Don't let us be selfish, but let us be selfless, God. Open our doors to people to let them know, God, that they can come in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But, God, I just want to say thank you for working me up, picking me up, God, for allowing the Holy Ghost to check me before I let my flesh wreck me. Thank you, God, because it's so much, God, that we can follow the clouds and not the crowd, God, because you are in the clouds, God, and we're in the crowd. But, God, let us look again to see, God. God, I thank you, Lord, for being who you are in me, little Carolyn Lee, God. I'm nothing without you, God. I can't make it without you. God, I thank you for another day's journey because you have done it again. I thank you for the blog talk. I never knew 5 years ago that this is where I would be sitting in my living room in my own home with more than 2 cars parked outside. God, I thank you, God, that I don't have a man, Lord Jesus, because you are the man that I need more so than anything. And until I can love you and then love myself, until I can heal from the hurt that I sustain, God, I don't need anybody. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. Not one thing. Y'all better think about it. There ain't nothing too hard for you, oh God. Wake up again, God. We're sleeping. We're dormant, God. Our gifts, honey, are without repentance. Help us to get this thing. And help us to love on you even the more, God. Strengthen us for such a time as this, God. Bless our fund. Bless us monetarily, God, so that we can understand who we are in you, Christ Jesus. Help us to pay our tithes and offerings and not to throw our pearls into swine, God. And lead us, God. Help them to lead us, God, as you would have them to do, and help us to follow them as they follow you, Christ Jesus, and go to the left, help us to continue to the right, God. Help us to lean not to our own understanding, God, and take us through, dear Lord, take us through when our wayward children, even our wayward parents and sisters and brothers, God, when they make a mess, and to clean it up, good God Almighty, or want us to act like it never happened and they talked to us so ugly or treated us so bad, went on trips here and there and left us all alone, didn't even ask us and made excuses for what it was that they were doing or what they have done. God, help us. Don't let us be about the Joneses, God, but help us be more about you, God. Help us to realize, God, that you got us no matter what the enemy says. Hallelujah. And give us what we need because we need you, Lord. Look on those that are traveling. Give them traveling mercy, God. No hurt, no my danger, no incident during the holidays. Every day, God, because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before, God. And we just want to say thank you. They're making commercials, making it easier. So if you do have AIDS or you are HIV, there's something for you to take. And you don't have to give up. If someone has simple STDs, God, let them know that you are a healer, both body, mind, and soul. Heal our sons and daughters who are getting syphilis, who are getting herpes, who are getting all of these STDs, who are getting gonorrhea, God, who are getting chlamydia and the claps, God. They're getting trichomoniasis, God. They're getting this stuff, God, and not taking care of themselves, not going to the doctor. Help them now, oh, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I love you today, God. I honor you for being the great and mighty God. I thank you for my sister that was able to help me with the medicine. I don't take it for granted. Let me be able to help her, God, because you said it's better to give than to receive, God. Help us to receive what thus saith the Lord, God, whether it's good, bad, or sad. Help us to receive thee, God, with glad tidings, God. Give us what we need, God. We serve an on time God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. And we thank you, Lord, for our new refrigerators, our new stoves, God. We thank you for our new floors, our new... So we thank you that you are doing it just for us. We thank you, God. Help us, God, to go to the restaurants and eat and to be able to come back to our family safe without any hurt, harm, or danger. No gunshots, no one kidnapping us, no one stealing us, no one hurting us. That we go in the bathroom and come back knowing that you got us. Glory be to us. Let our children go to school and to college and to get the nursing degree, to get the bachelor's degree, to get the associate, to get the master's, God, without getting hurt while they're there, without the professors bothering them or embarrassing them or antagonizing them or bullying classmates, God. Don't let them hurt them in the name of Jesus. For God, you are God alone. Love you, and we appreciate and adore you, God. Help us. Help us again. Help us again, God. Wake us up to who you are and whose we are in you, God. My soul will make a boast of you. I delight in what you are doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. So many have gone on into judgment. So many are resting in the bosom of Abraham. But God, I'm still here, and I'm not consumed. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. And we will not, we will not take it for granted, God. But we will adore you, God. But we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good, God. Thank you. Another birthday, another holidays you gave me. You love me that you gave me this day all to myself. I don't even have to share it with anyone, God, if I don't want to. It's mine, and I will bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. Thank you, kind master. Thank you. Hallelujah. For every continent of the world, for every nation, God, for Ukraine and Russia, give them peace again, God, so that they won't end up in pieces again and again and again. Soften the heart of man, God, that he'll stop this war, God, Look on the military all over the world, God, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Special Forces, the CIA, the FBI, the Green, the special, the ones that we don't even know anything about, those that are taking care of our President of the United States, our First Lady, our Vice President, take care of them. In the name of Jesus, we love you, and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For it's another day's journey, we're glad about it, that you brought us through just because. So, God, help us. Walk with us and talk with us and teach us your ways, because yours are not our ways. Your precepts and your concepts are not ours, but we say thank you again and again and again, God. Thank you for our children and our children's children, God. Let them live and not die and declare your worth, God. Every illness, the RSVP, God, every neurological disease that's trying to come and take over our babies, God, have your way. Have your way, oh, Lord, again and again and again in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are God all by yourself, God. When pneumonia, God, the flu, God, and COVID tries to come, block it, God. Hedge us in, send the angels and assign to protect us and shield us, God, from hurt, harm, and danger, and incidents, and accidents, anything that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Bind it. Do not let it have the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, I adore you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for the opportunity. Apostle Willie Armstrong, Mother Lena Armstrong, and to all of those that are in the background and that are taking care of us and making sure that we are on the air, we say thank you, and God bless you and your family in the mighty name of Jesus, because you did not have to do it, but I'm so glad that you thought about little old me. In Jesus' name we thank God. Amen. Until Friday, the noonday prayer, Facebook Live, 1205. I trust that God will keep you until the appointed time. Take us through this week, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you and keep you. And remember that I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back. Thank you, and God bless. Good night.